You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest, the Archduchess of the AM airwaves. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. A lot of news to get to today. I actually want to take a quick break here from the headlines and talk a little bit about one of my favorite journalists, or I don't even know if he calls himself a journalist, one of my favorite hosts, Chris Fredo Cuomo. So Chris Cuomo had a really beautiful, inspiring spiel that he gave yesterday on his show, which is called CNN. What is his show called, Jared? I know his tagline is "Let's get after it," but I think it's Prime Time with Chris Cuomo or something like that. So this was his message yesterday, and we're going to go through this because I'm sure a lot of you guys have your favorite Fredo moments. If you have one that I'm forgetting, please call in 844-500-4242. But this is just peak Cuomo hypocrisy. I don't know who's more hypocritical: Big brother, tough guy, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, or little brother, workout man, lifting weights, Chris Cuomo. So this is what Chris Cuomo had to say about nonviolence. This is cut one.
Hope with me that today Dr. King's example inspires the many striving for better and enlightens the toxic few determined to be their worst. We could not have a better reminder that you can't kill an idea with violence. Only a better idea can prevail. Equality and justice, as Dr. King taught us, they are the best ideas. Darkness can only be removed by the light of truth, and love is the ultimate form of truth. But also that racial progress can enrage some in the majority, and that violence can be used as a refuge for those coming from a place of animus and ignorance.
Okay, I think we've had enough from Chris Cuomo. Now, he's talking a lot here about nonviolence and rising above, and when they go low, we go high, and, you know, lightness is the only thing that can outshine the darkness, which I know is a Martin Luther King Jr. Quote. I think he had a lot more wisdom than Chris Cuomo, but that's a debate for another day. I guess my question is, what does Chris have to say about threatening to throw someone down the stairs if they heckle you and call you Fredo, or fighting a fat tire biker on the side of the road in the Hamptons? Does any of that rise to the level of violence? Is any of that dangerous? Or defending looting and rioting by saying, who says protests have to be peaceful? But you don't have to take my word for it. You can take Chris Cuomo's. Let's do the first one. I want to do is the classic, I'll throw you down the stairs like a bleeping punk, cut two.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
That was because the guy called him Fredo as a joke. I remember this because, so this was when I first started writing for the Herald, and I wrote this whole column on Fredo Cuomo. I was so amped about it. I spent 2 days on it, and by the time I got it to them, they said, we can't run this. This is old. But I really dissected it. And the guy wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't being aggressive. He was heckling him. He was being a heckler, which happens to a lot of famous people. Not a lot of famous people lose their cool to that extent. So let's do cut. Oh, was this him just talking about punching someone with Don Lemon? This is cut three.
What's the best way to handle it? You just ignore it.
Naked choke?
No, just ignore it.
Punch the sternum?
So he clearly has a little bit of anger in him. He's a fighter. Mama said, knock you out. I think that was something else he had once said. Let's do cut four. This is the fat tire biker.
And I don't want some jackass loser fat tire biker to be able to pull over and get in my face and in my space.
This is what drives me crazy about the media. I say, between the Democratic politicians and the media, it's a constant competition of who can lack the most self-awareness. And normally, the media just wins almost every single day. Occasionally, Nancy Pelosi gets caught at the hair salon. She gets set up, and the Democrat politicians take a win for the day. But in general, the media has them beat hands down. And it's because they're so inconsistent. One day they're talking about nonviolence and how, you know, rhetoric can be so dangerous. And then the next day they have people on talking about how they want to take Trump behind the shed and punch him in the face and how, oh, you know, you have no idea how tough I am. There's absolutely no consistency. And they think our memories are so short. I can assure you, Chris Cuomo, it makes me sad to say this. I know every single violent, hateful thing you've ever said on the air. I have it. It's like a Rolodex. Do I wish I could clear that out of my brain and save it for something more useful? Yes, but I can't. It's in there. And he's going to be the one lecturing us on Martin Luther King Jr. Day about nonviolence and how we all have to come together. And truth. Truth over lies. Which, if I have to listen to one more person from CNN, that's Jake Tapper's network, who peddled the Russian hoax day in and day out. Once again, have you guys no shame whatsoever? William, you're next. This is an apple. That was one of their ads where they were trying to show how, like, we see things for what they are. I guess you could say it's consensual reality if you really wanted to get into it, like Oliver Darcy has said, or the guy from Facebook, whoever it was. William, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curly Show. What's going on, William?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
So I'm trying to maybe get some enlightenment on this. So the businesses that were destroyed and burnt down and, you know, you could pretty much do anything you wanted to them in some of these Democrat-heavy cities. And the businesses pay local, state, and federal taxes. So
right.
My question is, if they're not being protected on the local level and they're not being protected on the state level, didn't President Donald Trump have every right to send in the federal government to protect those businesses?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of situations where he was waiting on governors to, ask for whether it be the National Guard or any sort of, you know, help. And he would have sent them in. Certain governors chose to go that route. Other ones did not. A lot of people, their hatred for Donald Trump kind of clouded their judgment, which has been happening a lot lately. But you bring up another point that I think is interesting, because what happened with the Capitol riots, I've said this a trillion times now, but I'll say it a trillion and one time just so I make it clear. What happened at the Capitol was absolutely terrible. And there was a lot of talk about how it's sacred. It's a sacred place. And I agree. And I think that's true. But I think using that as a comparison to say it's so much worse than what happened in people's businesses is not fair. Because I think a lot of those people who poured their entire lives into their businesses and they were burnt down in a matter of hours, I think they'd consider that sacred ground where they go and make their money every day, or, you know, how they take care of their family. So I agree with you that I think Donald Trump probably could have done that. I think a lot of people gave him the okay and he did. But a lot of these governors that you saw, they didn't want his help. And you've seen that with everything. I mean, you've seen that with Cuomo in New York. He's now going to get, I think, $2 billion or something from Joe Biden. But he didn't like it when it was Donald Trump. He didn't want the help. He didn't want he didn't even want the vaccines for a while. That's how Trump deranged he was. Anyway, though, we are going to talk about more about this, about TDS, about other news. There's so much news out there. Stevie Wonder's actually in the news. He has an idea for a truth commission. This truth commission thing, I thought it was going to be like a day or two of people talking about that when AOC said it. It's almost every single day that someone's calling for this and saying we need you know, a deprogramming or a cleanse or a purge, or it's just getting worse and worse. 844-500-4242. And before we go to break, guys, I have to let you know, this is going to cheer you up. If you want to buy any remaining CBDs, you will get a copy of What Really Happened, Howie's book. That here are some of the CBDs that we have: Ginger Betty's Defensive Strategies, MD Drip, Michael's Deli, which is awesome, White Birch Brewing, Cryo, and many, many more. Take a look at HowieCarshow.com, click on store. You will get a What Really Happened with your CBD. You cannot beat that. That's such a good deal. Guys, when we get back, we'll be taking your calls, 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. And you might notice I have a little something on my desk today. This is the Genesis 950 bottle, the spray bottle. If you are thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpets and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. This is my favorite part. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. If you're tired of ordering things off Amazon and waiting forever, don't. Go to Genesis950.com. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. So if you're a cheap bastard like Howie, that's even better. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. I don't have any pets. I use it all the time. It's great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Consider Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. Genesis 950 has great customer service, so order 1 gallon direct at Genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, looks like this, free shipping, and a $10 coupon using code GRACE. That's Genesis950.com. Coupon only available for 1 gallon purchase. Genesis950.com. Much cheaper than replacing your carpets. We will be back on the other side. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Hope with me that today Dr. King's example inspires the many striving for better and enlightens the toxic few determined to be their worst.
You're going to have a problem. What are you going to do about it?
Ruin you.
I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
We could not have a better reminder that you can't kill an idea with violence.
And I don't want some jackass, loser, fat tire biker to be able to pull over and get in my face and in my space.
And that violence can be used as a refuge for those coming from a place of animus and ignorance.
What's the best way to handle it? You just ignore it.
Naked choke?
Just ignore
punch
it.
Punch the sternum? As Dr. King taught us, darkness can only be removed by the light of truth. And love is the ultimate form of truth.
Wow, that is Fredo. He's really like Gandhi. He is so full of wisdom and full of peace. He's such a tranquil guy. He never lets anything get under his skin. Unless you call him Fredo, and then watch out. I like to punch him in the sternum thing. And you know what? You know what's funny is that the best ever is Tucker Carlson when he makes fun of Fredo, because you know how mad it probably gets him.
And then he'll show the clips of him in like the basement trying to get all swole and pumped up. And, you know, he's got his workout tank top on and the gloves and everything.
And he'll always have like the Chirons, meathead Chris Cuomo or something like that. He just trolls him on such a level. It's hilarious. And just like his older brother, he has a complete glass jaw. He does not like any sort of criticism. And he gets his behind handed to him by a lot of his whenever he has a conservative on, which is not a lot, but whenever he does decide to have somebody on, he usually gets a lesson in whatever it is they're talking about. Make 2021 your healthiest year yet with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase at getsuperbeats.com/grace. That's getsuperbeats.com/grace. Jared Diglio is on the board. What is the poll question, Jared, and what are the results thus far?
Should President Trump pardon himself?
Yes.
52% say yes.
Wow,
and
see?
48% say no. So the poll has swung.
Here's why I think that. I do not want them, meaning the Democrats, to come after him. And it's who said, I think it was Stalin who said, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And it was Chuck Schumer who said, you know, the deep state or the FBI has 6 ways Sunday to get back at you. They will figure something out. They don't care if he actually did anything wrong. They will create the crime. If you can indict a ham sandwich, they couldn't indict Trump because I guess Russia was less than a ham sandwich, but they will come up with something. And I just don't want him to have that issue. I think he gave us such a good 4 years. He deserves to relax and do what he wants to do without Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC saying, you know, we're going to sue Trump, because then that becomes the next 4 years. You'll never guess the bombshell that Rachel Maddow has on Donald Trump. You'd rather be safe than sorry. You know, you have the power. You only have it for one more day. Just check it off your list. But then people say, well, then he looks guilty. Who cares? They've been saying he was guilty for the last 4+ years. Do you really care what they say? I don't care anymore. Now, onto a different topic I do want to talk about here. There's a great piece in Town Hall. It's called Why the Left Has to Suppress Free Speech. And it's by Dennis Prager. And he talks about all the things the left controls. He says the left controls universities. They control nearly every news medium. The left controls Hollywood. It's why we have cancel culture, to silence or fire anyone who publicly dissents from the left. So why do they need to crush all of these opinions? What is up with this censorship? And why are people like Brian Stelter so happy about this? They're elated at the idea of people being banned, or, you know, OAN or Newsmax being pulled off cable providers. And he breaks it down and he says there is little intellectual substance to leftism. It is a combination of doctrine and emotion. One articulate conservative can undo years of left-wing indoctrination in a one-hour talk or Q&A. And then he goes on to explain that's why colleges don't like to have people like Ben Shapiro come to their campuses, because you have some kids there who have been hearing the same thing for 4 years, and they start listening to Ben Shapiro and they go, whoa, this guy's making too much sense. Because they would be shown to be the intellectually shallow purveyors of hate that they are. Now, you know why the left suppresses free speech, because they have to. If there is free speech, there is dissent. And if there is dissent, there is no more left. I think that's a really good point. And I think that it highlights this rush to create these truth commissions. And I saw today that singer Stevie Wonder, who supported and campaigned for Joe Biden, is really urging Kamala and Biden to create one of these commissions. And his reasoning was, without truth, we cannot have accountability. Without accountability, we cannot have forgiveness. Without forgiveness, we cannot heal. Those in leadership who won't or don't acknowledge the truth should be held accountable. I'm calling on President Biden and Harris to launch a formal government investigation to establish the truth of inequality in this country. We must define the truth in the facts. This really is starting to sound frightening. I thought this was all about unity. I thought we were ushering in the pillars of decency and unity. And now it's starting to seem like it's the opposite. McCarthyism. Like, oh, let's try to get a list of all these people who supported Donald Trump so we can either get them fired. Can't you feel the unity, everyone? It's there. I'm calling your boss. I'm getting you fired. So unifying. So much decency out there. But and then I saw another thing from Deborah Messing, speaking of Hollywood, from Will and Grace, and she was saying that if she sees Kayleigh McEnany on a TV screen, she's not going to support any of the advertisers on that cable. I'll get the exact tweet, but it was something about boycotting Kayleigh McEnany and anyone who supports her. Again, if you're so, what are you so afraid of? If your ideas are that great, then you should want Kayleigh McEnany to be on TV so you can challenge her. Unless you're afraid of something. Jeff Charles on the other side, guys. Don't go anywhere.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Another big day. We're waiting on some pardon news from Donald Trump. There's a lot of rumors out there. Some people think he's going to pardon himself. Some people think he's going to pardon Joe Exotic, otherwise known as the Tiger King. Only time will tell. But we have a lot to get to. I see you guys on the phone lines. If you want to join the conversation, it's 844-500-4242. There's a lot of sound I want to go through today, including, and I know people aren't going to be thrilled about this, but there is some Hillary Clinton sound that I think is worth playing. I'm not going to get to it yet. I'm going to give you a minute to prepare yourselves, whether that means shutting your radio off or what. But she was doing her podcast with, this is a real doozy, she was doing her podcast with Nancy Pelosi. So it was two of the most Trump-deranged people on the planet. And you'll never guess what came up. Donald Trump and Putin. But before we get to that, John, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, John?
Okay, first thing, a huge congratulations on you having your own show. Well-deserved and a long time coming.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little about social media. With what's happened with Twitter, and I see their price continues to drop, which is terrific. And reading on Facebook, the number of conservatives that want to leave there, we need direction. You know, there are a number of alternatives between MeWe, CloudHub, Gab, Parler. I suggest, while it's wonderful to have many of them, diffusing conservative thought and opinion that way may not be in our best interest.
Right.
And I suggest that you, Howie, Rush, Dan, all these other folks need to get together and say, you know what, we're going to go to this platform instead of Twitter, this platform instead of Facebook. And I know for some folk it's hard because they've got contractual obligations, but we need it, and we really need it now. Folk on Facebook, conservatives, are confused. We don't know where to go next. CloudHub, MeWe. I wasn't much of a Twitter guy myself, but we go to Gab.
John, I we're losing you a little bit there, but I agree with you. And I was actually thinking about this, too, because part of me does want to leave Twitter. I don't want to be part of whatever Jack Dorsey's running. I mean, this guy really was in charge of censoring the New York Post and their Hunter Biden story, which was arguably the biggest bombshell during the election that a lot of people never even heard about because it was totally silenced and debunked by Jack Dorsey. He thought, they said it was part of Russian disinformation. It wasn't, but that's what they said. So I wanted to get off Twitter and join. I did join Parler, but then I started thinking about it and I was like, that's kind of what they want. They want all conservatives to leave Twitter so that it will just be an echo chamber of people like Steve Schmidt and Donnie Deutsch and Mika Brzezinski and Anthony Scaramucci. And they can all retweet each other and pat each other on the back and spread their own disinformation. You want to talk about disinformation? Some of these stories, I could go for hours just reading stories about Donald Trump that weren't true over the past 4 years. Each one was a bigger nothing burger than the next, but each one was sold as a major bombshell until a tiny correction would have to be issued. But then I think if I leave Twitter, that is what they want. I love the fact that I go on Twitter and I see whether it's Howie Carr or Sean Davis from The Federalist or, you know, Tristan Justice from The Federalist or guys from Red State or Town Hall. I like seeing people who are calling out the hypocrisy and holding people accountable for their past statements. And some people say it's whataboutism. It's not. It's just having a standard. And I like seeing that. And I don't know if it's a good idea for all of us to leave and go talk to each other on a platform and kind of take our eyes off the prize while everyone else is on this huge platform. So I know what you mean. I do think we have to pick somewhere. I think one benefit of all of this censorship will be that conservatives really decide to create their own industries, their own servers, their own companies. So we don't have to rely on the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world to tell us what we can and cannot say. And that is a silver lining. It's going to take a while. You know, Amazon wasn't developed overnight. I don't think. I don't really know Jeff Bezos' whole story. I'm sure it's really compelling. But it's going to take a while. You have to be patient. You can't expect it to be tomorrow. But we have to. That's becoming more and more clear. When Twitter decided to ban Trump, and then everyone started moving over to Parler, and then Apple Amazon and Google decided that they didn't want to have Parler on their apps anymore. That was a huge historic moment. Because then you're telling people, at first it was, oh, well, if you don't like this app, create your own app. So people created their own app. And then they said, well, we don't like your app, so sit in silence. And I remember thinking to myself, I did not know it was going to happen this quickly. I did not know the slippery slope was going to go this fast. And I don't know if I want Twitter to be a bunch of Hillary Clinton's and Nancy Pelosi's talking about Putin without me there to say, oh, we already spent $30 million on this investigation and there's nothing to show for it. They need people like that, keeping them honest, which brings us to our sound. I've given you all enough time to prepare for this. This was from Hillary Clinton's podcast, which is called, I know this too, it's something like Tell Me About It or something like that. She's got a podcast where she talks about, oh, it's called You and Me Both with Hillary Clinton. She talks about Donald Trump, I think, for the most part. I think that's what takes up every episode. I've often wondered about these podcasts. I've heard about politicians who have them, whether it's Barack Obama or Pete Buttigieg, Hillary Clinton. I mean, Joe Biden had one for a while. These people can't really get, besides maybe Barack Obama, a lot of these politicians can't get a handful of people to show up for them at a speaking event live, let alone to get people to listen to them in their cars on their way to work. And the difference I feel, because Hillary Clinton has had a lot of books before and people buy those, but like Howie always says this, it's coffee table books. Put them on your coffee table. You say to your friends, I'm woke. That's my Hillary Clinton book. I'm with her. And you feel good about yourself. But listening to a podcast by yourself on the train, that's just punishment. There's no upside to that. So someone, some soul out there actually sat through a podcast between Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. And it got to a point where Hillary Clinton was wondering if during the Capitol riots, if Trump called Putin. She wants to check his phone records. Let's do cut 8.
Historically, we will find out who he's beholden to, who pulls his strings. I would love to see his phone records to see whether he was talking to Putin the day that the insurgents invaded our Capitol.
For all of these people who keep talking about facts matter and, you know, we need truth committee and truth commission and this reconciliation of facts or whatever they keep saying. When are you guys going to acknowledge that nothing came from this? That this whole all roads lead to Putin thing is complete BS? Because I'm starting to feel like I'm taking crazy pills. We've been talking about this over and over and over again. Bob Mueller basically told the world, I didn't see anything. And she's still saying it like it's total fact.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I really do. And Pelosi, of course, goes along with it. I mean, why not? And then once again, Hillary Clinton wants a 9/11 style commission. This is cut 9.
Do you think we need a 9/11 type commission to investigate and report everything that they can pull together and explain what happened?
Pelosi, I'm sure, agrees with that. She's all about overreach. Let's play cut 10.
What I was saying to him as I was pointing rudely at him, with you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin. I don't know what Putin has on him politically, financially, or personally.
Oh my gosh. It's Groundhog Day. These people cannot get out of this. And there's no evidence of anything to do with Putin. Hillary Clinton wants to see someone else's phone records. I wish we could see hers, but she smashed them up with a hammer. And I'm sure they were all about wedding planning and yoga, so there's nothing to see there. We don't have to worry about it. But she wants to see Trump's. This woman, and this article I was reading, it's, where is it from here? I think it's Red State. It's by Mike Miller. He wrote at the end, and finally, the best tweet in the thread. That reality gnaws on Hillary's brain like a rat on her sinking ship. But that ship never completely sinks, taking her with it to the briny deep. That is a beautiful thing because until that ship finally sinks below the waves, Hillary allows Donald Trump in 2016 to live rent-free 24/7 in her tormented mind. And it's so true. No one is more Trump deranged than Hillary Clinton. And I'm telling you, she's watching this whole Joe Biden fiasco and she's saying, are you kidding me? That was supposed to be me. She's like, whatever happened to Baby Jane? It's frightening. And what's more frightening is that I guess people listen to you and me both with Hillary Clinton. I don't know. And they want to have all of these commissions and these committees. And the only people that are really spreading a lot of lies here is the left and CNN and MSNBC. Listen to Chris Coons talk about accountability. This is Cut 7.
True reconciliation only comes after repentance. And I'm looking to see whether my colleagues reflect on the chaos and violence of last Wednesday and take any responsibility for it and in any way show a sense of responsibility for it that could lay the groundwork for reconciliation. I have found a way, John, to work across the aisle, even with Republicans I sharply disagreed with. But I thought last Wednesday's actions and those who stoked it and those who led up to it, like President Trump, were unprecedented in the modern era in the United States, and there has to be accountability for those actions.
This is what drives me crazy, is the whole idea of repentance, because people have condemned what happened. People have said it was awful. Every conservative with half a brain has said that. I've said it 1,000 times. Howie Carr has said it. Everyone at the Federalist has written about it. But this idea that we have to apologize for the actions of other people is insane. I didn't call up any of my friends and say, hey, I noticed that you support the Black Lives Matter movement, but a shop owner, his store was burnt down. And I was just wondering, when are you going to issue your apology about that? I didn't even ask them to condemn it because I knew that was fruitless. But I didn't ask for an apology because it's not their fault. It's the person who's burning down the building's fault. We have to get back to that. And it's so transparent what they're trying to do. They're trying to lump in 75 million people with the people that behaved horrendously at the Capitol. And Bill Maher, of all people, said it on HBO. He said, you know, this is a stupid move. But then again, Bill Maher knows that his party, the Democrats, make a lot of stupid moves. So he's probably not that surprised. Anyway, guys, when we get back on the other side, we'll talk more about that. But first, I got to tell you, sticking to your New Year's resolution is a matter of making one right decision at a time. People get ahead of themselves. They say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to go to the gym every day. You know, I'm going to keep my car perfectly clean. And then you get over your skis. And then you totally give up because you're so discouraged. Well, it's one right decision at a time. And sometimes that can be really easy. If you're looking to institute just one healthy habit that's going to improve your lifestyle this year, you need to check out Superbeats Heart Chews. I'm holding them up right now for the YouTube stream. I love Superbeats Heart Chews. They're really good for circulation. They taste great. That's the number one question I get from people. Outside the office, people say to me, hey, you know those Superbeats? They actually taste good. They do. I'm not lying to you. They taste delicious. I eat them all the time. I think Howie's going to be very jealous about how many we have in the office right now because they'll be gone by the time he gets back. Just 2 Superbeats Heart Chews per day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart-healthy energy you need to chase your goals. Superbeat Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets and clinically researched grape seed extract shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, don't buy a gym membership. You know you're probably not going to go. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't start making smoothies. Do something simple that you can actually do every day. You'll be accountable for it. You'll feel good, and they taste good. Adding Superbeats Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. And now you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase by going to getsuperbeats.com/grace. That's 2 free gifts valued at over $50, only available at getsuperbeats.com/grace. That's getsuperbeats.com/grace. I see you guys on the phone lines, 844-500-4242. We will get to some calls before our last hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I thank you for joining me. I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday. We have some callers on the line who've been waiting to talk. Dan, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Dan?
Great. I can't believe the left, they don't even think through their lies logically. I mean, with the election, we were told that almost over 90% of all the military votes, surprisingly, voted for Biden. But now this week, they might actually attack them, and we have to vet all the soldiers because they might not be for Biden. Now, the easiest way they could have got Biden out of there was to vote for Trump, but now they might actually have some internal factions that would take Joe down, even though these same factions were the ones that overwhelmingly voted for Biden. Wink, wink.
Right. The FBI is screening National Guard troops for Trump supporters ahead of the inauguration. That's the story Dan is talking about. There's not a lot of evidence to support this. I think they've said that two National Guard people were part of fringe alt-right groups or something like that. But I've been watching that story closely, too, because it does seem odd, like you said, that they're so worried about the military when the military is supposed to be their main base. Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. And speaking of some politicians here, there was another good piece that I saw today. It said, thank you, Speaker Pelosi and Leader McConnell. And the whole idea behind this was that because Speaker Pelosi and Leader McConnell are so gung-ho on getting Trump and making sure he never runs again, I think McConnell, started using the phrase that he was trying to purge the party of Trump. By doing that and by going through with this impeachment, a lot of Republicans turned on Trump, and it's very easy now for Trump's base to say, okay, those are the people that we're going to primary, and those are the people that we're not going to vote for in 2022. Kind of made our job a lot easier. You don't have to try to figure out. That's always the tough part about voting for Republicans, because you really look at them and you're like, you seem good, but will you be squishy? Will you end up being a rhino? And now we don't have to try to figure it out. We got 10 names of people who will be squishy and who are rhinos. So for that, we thank Mitch McConnell and Speaker Pelosi. By the way, I do have one cut I want to play here, Jared, before we go to break. I can't believe this is real. This is Kirsten Gillibrand, who you will remember, she ran for president, feels like a million years ago. This is who she thinks is going to bring the country together. Cut six.
And I don't think there's a human being alive in America today that could do a better job than Chuck Schumer in this moment to bring this country back together again.
Come on. How she said that with a straight face blows my mind. Chuck Schumer? You can't think of anyone in the country who could do a better job than Chuck Schumer. Wow. Then it really must be Slim Pickens. By the way, Max Boot, you know him. I think he writes for the Washington Post, but I could be wrong on that. I'll double check. He's a journalist. He said Biden needs to reinvigorate the FCC to slow the lies and sedition from Fox and other right-wing broadcasters, or else the terrorism we saw on January 6th may be only the beginning rather than the end of the plot against America. They're overplaying their hand with this because they think that people are going to be so ashamed of what happened and they're not going to say their opinions, but people know that those people who did that at the Capitol, it's not Trump supporters that we've been used to. It's crazy people. So thank you, Max Boot, for your concern, but I think the FCC's got it covered. Guys, we'll be back on the other side with the final hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.